كف لام الجمع. So yesterday we learned that the pasuk Vissar Olato comes to tell me that Basar Afal Pishlisham Baheret Imo, that despite the fact that there is an Isser involved in Kitzitzata Baheret, namely the Lava Vishamer B'negat Zarat, nonetheless I have a chiyuv to go and to be mal in any event and to cut off the Baheret. Now the question is, this was Rabbi Yoshi's approach, so the question is, why do I need a pasuk to be matir something which isn't really Isser? Because in doing the Mila I have no kavana for doing Kitzitzata Baheret. I'm interested only in cutting off the Orla. The fact that the Baheret is there doesn't interest me. Therefore, it's a davar sheinu mitkaveinu. With davar sheinu mitkaveinu should be mutar. Om Rabbi Elo Nitzchar El Rabbi Yehuda. Yomar davar sheinu mitkaveinu asur. Apparently, we're saying that the pasuk is needed only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rez Rav Omar Afilu Teima Rabbi Shimon. Moder Rabbi Shimon B'psik Reisha V'lo Yamut. Obviously, this is a case of the psik reisha. There's no way to cut off the Orla without cutting off the Baheret. Abaye led lehai svora. What are you telling me? That Abaye doesn't know about psik reisha? We know that it's Abaye v'Rova. They're always quoted together. The Amrita Vayu, Modera Bishimon, the psik reisha v'lo yamut. Both of them are moda that a psik reisha, Rabbi Shimon, would never have been matur dover she'enu mitzkavein. True, but that's only batar d'shamei mirava savra. Originally, it was Rava who explained that. When Abaye learned it from Rava, it then became something that he was mekabel and he was sober. He accepted, and then he went around also teaching that Moda Rabbi Shimon, Ipsik Reisha V'lo Yamut. Now, others say that this whole conversation about Abaye's early on belief that there was no difference between Ipsik Reisha V'lo Yamut and a regular Dovah Shem Mitkameh, and his having learned it from Rava, this whole conversation actually was focused on a slightly different issue, which is also Binogia Yishamra Benega Hatzarat Lishmor Ma'od V'la'asot. So here the Torah says V'la'asot. Howard Gears is a little bit strange, but we'll have to learn it like this. La'asot Iyata Oseh Aval Ata Oseh Al Yedei Siv Sh'agabei Raglo or B'mot Sh'agabei K'tifo. Now here we'll have to learn that we're understanding the word la'asot, even though the word la'asot in the pasuk means to make sure that you do keep the mitzvah. So Yishamer b'nega hatzarat specifically is telling me la'asot k'chol asher yoru etchem. That's the continuation. But we're darshaning it according to this girsa to say Yishamer b'nega hatzarat, be careful not to do something which cuts off the nega hatzarat, if la'asot, meaning if it's done directly. But if it's done al yedei grama, let's say you tie your shoe tightly around your foot in a place where there is a nega, and you know that the shikshuf, the friction, will eventually rub off the nega, that's mutter. Or you can carry something, you carry a bag on your shoulder, despite the fact that there's a nega on your shoulder, and that ultimately that side of the skin will get worn away, that's mutter. Again, this is pushing it a bit, because the lasot, the pashtut of the pasuk, is that the lasot is another chiyuv, lasot kekol asher yoruch. The other girsa, which apparently Rashi had, and he changes the girsa, how to girsa here? La'asot, meaning oseata b'siv shal raglav. That is to say, yishamer b'nega hatzarat b'shmor ma'od, but nonetheless, v'la'asot, in other words, you could still do the things you would normally be doing. So I'm not telling you yishamer b'nega hatzarat and not la'asot. Keep on la'asot.
Right. Yishamer ma'od, be very, very careful.
Where does it say yishamer ma'od? You mean Mishma Ma'od?
Yeah.
Right. Fine. So that you could do. But Mocha Gabik Tefor, you could wear, carry something on your shoulder. V'imav Ravra. Now, it was, according to this version, it was on this drasha that we asked Olam HaLikra, not on the version of Tzitza Brit Milah. And we asked, isn't it a Davar She'en Mitkaveinu, if you're carrying something on your shoulder? And the Davar She'en Mitkaveinu is a mutter? Why do I need the Pasuk of La'asot? And it was here that Abaye originally said, "Lo nitzrachad l'Rabbi Yehuda v'yamar davar she'en mitkaven asur." And it was here that Rava said, "Afilu teimer Rabbi Shimon u'moder Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamud." Since there's no way to avoid rubbing off the nega sarat here, therefore even Rabbi Shimon would be moida. And it was here that the Gemara asked, and Abaye doesn't hold of that. V'Abaye v'Rava darmet avayu u'moder Rabbi Shimon b'psik reisha v'lo yamud. And it was here that the Gemara answered, "Lebata v'shamei mirava savra." But it was only after he heard this svara from Rava, then he went around saying, in fact, Meir Rabbi Shimon Zikresh V'lo Yamut. Now, the question is, the way Abai understood it before he heard it from Rava, that the Pasuk was only going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. So how did he understand Rabbi Shimon? What did Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk? Rabbi Shimon should say to himself, if the Torah needed to be matir, the Brit Mila, even though it's a Dovashenim Mitkaven, to be Kotzeitz Tzitzarad, so that's a Raya that I'm wrong. And apparently a Dovashenim Mitkaven is indeed Asur. But what did Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk of Basar? Where is it then? Vada. Yeah. So what does Abaya do with this? A little bit of Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, in the end, it's not a problem, because in the end, he's made it, the Rabbi Shimon knows what he's opposing. But what was he thinking? Amrav Amram, well, he would have to be referring to a case where someone is doing a Brit Milah, and he says, Beferosh, look, you know, it's a good thing I'm doing this, because I want to get rid of this Baharat, and it's been troubling me. So, look, what's Baharato? Mitkaveh, he says, he's doing it in order to get rid of the Baharat. What do you mean, he's doing it? I said, the Gadol is doing it. I mean, what's the child? I mean, so, Tenar Gadol. Katan ma'ikala mimar. What are you going to do with the basar lato in the context of the pasuk over here? I mean, it says over here it's basar lato. It says b'yom hashmini yimol basar lato. So what? The kid is really very interested in getting rid of his baharat at this point. He's got a birthmark that he doesn't want to lock. What's this all about? Omer mesharti. No, of course. Talking about omer aviyaben. I mean, the father of the child is interested in getting rid of the baharat. I mean, he's certainly concerned for his child's welfare. So he says, Lakutz Bayer. Whatever, he doesn't want his son to be said to be tummy. An infant will also be tummy with that.
He goes away.
Well, I mean, you read the Pasuk of Negayim. It can go away, it cannot go away. We hope that it goes away. That's the whole Sefer HaTorah of Negayim. So, Behomer Avi Aben, Lakutz Bayer, the Beno Ubkam Echaven. As if he's being mitkaven to get rid of the Baharat, what do I do? Do we let him do the Brit Milah or not? Says the Gemara, but somebody else did a Brit Milah who doesn't care if a kid has a Baharat. So if the Yika Acher, we have it Acher. Yom Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kol Makom Shatam Motzei Aseh Velo Taaseh, Im Ata Yechol Kayim Shneihem Mutav. If you can be Mekayim both the Mitzvah Taaseh and the Lo Taaseh, then that's the way to do it. Now over here, if I get somebody else to do the Milah, I can be Mekayim both the Aseh and the Lo Taaseh of the Yishomer ben Egatzarat, because the male, he doesn't care if the kid has a Baharat. It's not his business. Only Im Lav Yevo Aseh V'Yitcher Lo Taaseh. And it says, the Gemara, fine. And if there's nobody else, I mean, what's your problem? You wonder why we have a pasuk, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Not la halacha, because we know I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. La halacha, why we need it, it's because of secretion. But if you're wondering why, it's not a dovah shenim miskaven if you don't hold up secretion. No, you can't come up with a case where I need the pasuk, I understand. Here's a father with his kid, there's nobody else with the mila. He's very interested in getting rid of the baharat. So what are you going to tell him? Don't be interested. I am interested. So he has to do the mila anyway. How do I know that from Basar? Even I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Omar Bar. Yom Tov, then he continued to say, and the difference is that mila, shalom bizmana, it would not be Dorchi Yom Tov. Yom Tov, ina dochar, elo bizmana bilvad. Not a mila. How do you know that it's Sorech, like mila, would not be Dorchi Yom Tov? Omar Chizkiel, kingdom of Chizkiel, makro. We know that there is a mitzvah of Sreifas, Notar, on Yom Tov, yeah? And nonetheless, the Torah says a strange thing, is lo tatir mimeno ad boker, v'hanotar mimeno ad boker, she said, what's the point of repetition there? Why do I say v'hanotar mimeno ad boker? She'im tamid lomar ad boker, what's the point of repeating it? Ma tamid lomar ad boker, v'hakar tuvi teno boker sheni v'srifato. The Torah is telling you, no, I don't mean the morning, I mean the morning after the morning, because the morning will still be yontek. And therefore, you can't burn your Korban Pesach in the morning. You'll have to wait until Chol HaMoed. Abaye Omar, Omar Kra, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbat. But anyway, so what do you see from there? That's something that is not a Tzerech of Yontif directly, even though it's a mitzvah. Tzerech says, wait until afterwards. So Mila is basically a Tzerech full. It's not a Tzerech of Yontif. Unless it's Mila B'Zman. Abaye Omar, Omar Kra, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbatot. But not Olat Chol B'Shabbat. You cannot bring an Olat Chol. So you have, let's say, things that weren't completely burned on the Mizbeach yet. You want to bring them up now Friday night, and this carbon had been brought Friday day. We can't do that. V'lo Olat Chol B'Yom Tov. Nor can you bring on Yom Tov the Basar of the carbon at night. Okay, so if that's the case, then a Brit Milah is an Olat Chol B'Yom Tov. Rava Amar. Rava says it's in the actual pasuk that tells us the Isser Melacha. It says over there that Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Behem Akasha Yechel, Chol Nefesh, Hu Levado Yaseh Lechem. It's not Hu Levado. Hu is one Miyot, Levado, another Miyot. What is the Torah trying to tell us here? So Hu means Velo Machshirin. You can do the Malacha itself, but not things that you need to do in order to do the Malacha. Levado means only it. Velo Mila Shelo Bizmana Da'ati Mikava Chomer. Not a Mila Shelo Bizmana, which I would have thought that it would be different from the Kal V'chomer. Rashi learns this is the famous Kal V'chomer, same one we've been dealing with all along, which is the Matzarash, Derech Aveda, Mila Shelo Bizmana, would still be Derech Tzaraf. We never spoke about Mila Shelo Bizmana, but it's the same Kal V'chomer, because Mila Shelo Bizmana is also Derech Tzaraf. Right? So you have the same Kal V'chomer, Mila Shelo Bizmana, if it's Derech Tzaraf, Tzaraf is Derech Aveda, Aveda is Derech Shav, it's certainly Mila Shelo Bizmana. So therefore I need now, of course, to tell me, can I get that Kal V'chomer? The problem is that we were already dover that Kal V'chomer before. So what are we bringing right? It was Rava himself who was the one who said that it's not a real Kal V'chomer, because maybe the reason that it's Dov Chavod is because the Gavra is in Kozi La'Aveda, not because it's more Chomer than Aveda, in which case the whole thing breaks down. Here it's Rava saying the same thing. So some learn that maybe the correct Gerser is Rava, not Rava. It was Rava before who said that. But the Baal Amar says it's not referring to that Kal V'chomer at all. It's referring to a Kal V'chomer of, if you're going to tell me I can be Derech Shabbos for my own personal tzrachim, so of course you can. I should be able to Derech Shabbos for something which is the Tzarek Mitzvah that is Derech other Yisrael. But in any event, comes along now the Pasuk to tell us that you cannot be Derech. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi is very simple. The reason it cannot be Dovah is because when it comes to Yontif, the Torah calls each day of Yontif, that's also Vasilas Melocha, Shabbaton. Yom HaRishon Shabbaton, Yom HaShvi'i Shabbaton. Shabbaton is a mitzvah aseh. Be shovet. In which case that means that every Yom Tov is both a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah lo ta'aseh. And if that's the case, of course, in aseh doche, lo ta'aseh ve'aseh. You cannot come along now with a fee of aseh to be doche another aseh and a lo ta'aseh. I'm sure we say es is doche lo ta'aseh. But not if there's an aseh associated with it. My humid I aseh, mi I aseh. Why should this aseh be stronger than the other one? Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's rule is anything that can be done before Shabbat has to be done before Shabbat, and if you didn't do it, it's not going to be done for Shabbat. Omer Yudah Marav, Lofik Rabbi Akiva. That's how we paskin, and against Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Mitzvah Nami Gabi Pesach, Ki Agavne, we have the same machloket when it comes to bringing your korban Pesach. There too. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, Komalok Hashem, Shal Allah Sotom Erev Shabbat, Eino Dochar Tashabbat. You need to bring a knife, tough. You should have done that before Shabbos. I'm going to be Derech, it's only Makshir. It's the Shkita per se. She'ir Shalah Zotam Erev Shabbat. Since the Shkita is only Kosher, then Arbaim now. Okay, so that, you couldn't do it before, that's Derech Shabbos. Vom Rav Yonah Merav, and there too, Rav Yonah Merav Paskin, Aloka Krebi Akiva. Why do we need two cases? Vitzrich. The Ashmin Gavim Mila, I'll tell you. By Mila, the reason that I would have thought maybe that's how we Paskin is because hat amud machshinev shalasot mietmolo doche Shabbos the leker karet. You know, maybe over there the reason why the Akiva says it's klal is because on mila bishmini there's no din of chias mitzvah legabe karet, because the tinok is not chayev karet. It's only a gadol who isn't mal who would be chayev karet. Obviously, a tinok himself is certainly not chayev karet. Nor is there a chayev karet on not being mal one's son. It's only not being mal oneself. Mashen came the Korban Pesach, which is a Chiyuv Karet, so maybe over there the Makshirin indeed would be Docha. Our Pesach, the Iker Karet, and a Litcho Shabbat. The Ashmin Gabi Pesach, which in the Lon Yechut Lala Shloshesoy Britot, and as we've already seen, on the other hand, there's a very big Chumru with Milanch, Brit Milan. The Pesach, okay, Mela, you won't do the Makshirin, you'll be Mavato, your Korban Pesach, but at least that's not a mitzvah that the whole Torah is based on that, the 13 Britot. I might have thought that I should be dofe Shabbat because of the chumrah of the mitzvah. Therefore, tzricha. Yes, and if erev yantav is Shabbos, it's shechtiv. Erev Shabbos, erev yantav shechal b'Shabbos. Just happened this year. Where were you for your korban Pesach this year? Very, very. Probably in Gush Katif. Osim kol tzarchei mila b'Shabbat. You can do anything that is required for the mila itself. So mohalim, you do the actual mila, which is the cutting off of the orla itself, uporim, then you have to pull back the membrane that covers the atara beneath the orla. Then you have to be motzitzin, and you have to suck out the blood from the womb. Minotznin alea ispalanit, the chamon, and you put on it a bandage together with crushed kamin. Imlo shachak mi'erev Shabbat, if you didn't prepare the antiseptic on Erev Shabbos, lo es bishinav vinotein, it's best to crush it with a shinri, and then to put it on the wound. Imlo taraf yayin v'shemen mi'erev Shabbat, furthermore, it used to be their minhag again, as a, both as an anesthetic and as an antiseptic, to take wine and oil, to mix them well, which is difficult to do, but you have to, obviously, because of the glycosidy, so you have to really smack them up, and then put it on the wound. Mashen came over here, if you didn't do that, since there's an iser because of shrikat samamanim the gezera, so you're not saying zebat smog, zebat smog is not quite as effective. You know, simla chaluk lekatchila, you cannot make a formed bandage, which is the best way, really, to bandage the wound. So you have a bandage shaped to the shape of the atara. But you can use a simple piece of material and wrap it around. It's not quite as good, but that's what you would do if you didn't prepare before Shabbos. If you didn't get it there on Erev Shabbos, again, it's best to do a shinui. Now here, of course, this raises the issue. If we're going again, obviously it's not going to the period of the Ez, it's going to the Rachom. According to the Rachom, we said before, you can't even do something which would be in Sidra Bonim. We brought a riot. So then why are we saying maybe Afim and Ekvatsar Acheret? But it's only, you could say, of course, but this is only if you discover it too late. Because you already did the meal, obviously. Once you did the meal, obviously, you have to do whatever you need to do. And it's just that we're saying that, okay, but Afal Pekin is best to do a Shinui. This is, you know, part of the way we deal with things. It's not a normal. Yeah, that's it. Once you did it already, you want to do anything that's necessary to keep away infection and so on. However, it's interesting that there's some who learn that anything that you would be able to do if you found out you hadn't done it because of the sakana, you would be allowed to do the mila in the first place if you're going to need to do it afterwards because of the sakana. Because the bishlema to bring the knife. Okay? So don't bring the knife, put off the meal until tomorrow. But right now I have all of the kalim that I need to do the meal without any further kilo shabbos except what I'm supposed to do, which is the actual meal itself. So go ahead and do the meal. Then you're going to need to be mechal shabbos for the refuah. That's then. Now is now, then is then. Why do I need to plan out what it is that I will need? This is the mitzvah b'shata. After the mitzvah b'shata is done, then there's a chiyuv of sakana, then mechal shabbos and sakana. Some go even a step further. There's three shittas in this. Some go even a step further. Ho'il, if that's the halacha, that I can view the mitzvah now as being chal, so if that's the case, I can even do this before. Now, it's even Rabbanan, although I can't do makshirin of mila in order to allow the mila, but they would be made that I could do makshirin for the refuah of the mila. Because I'm going to do that afterwards anyways. Why do I afterwards? Why do it before? And have it ready for the sakana. There's three approaches. There are others who learn that enough enough. If you knew in advance that you're going to have to be with Al-Shar, then don't do it. Why look at each thing separately? There's a very fundamental machlokas here in the Rishonim, and it has the implications for Gabi many, many things in medicine. Whether we look at the moment that we take into consideration the overall, what's going to be required la for advice. Now, the question is like this.
It's all Rabbanan. This is all under the Rabbanan of
the Rabbanan, yeah. Mirti, Gatani Kulu, you said, as far as I can make out, every last thing that you need to do. So what is left that you have to say, Kol Tzorchei Milah, you could do everything. Either talking Klal or talking Prat, but don't tell me you could do everything and then list every darn thing you can think of. If you don't list everything, then just list everything. Don't give me a Klal. There's got to be Latuye Mayu. You've got to have something that you left out, and I can't figure out what that is. Hans is the Gemara, a very big fish. Latuye Hadatana Rabbana. The Mishnah is coming to tell me something that I've seen in Braita, which is this. Hamol, someone is doing Mila. So, Kol Zman Shu Osek Bamila, Choser Ben Alatzitzin HaMe'akvinet HaMila, Ben Alatzitzin She'ein Me'akvinet HaMila. He finishes the Mila. Now, in order to be Yotze the Chiyib, all you need is to remove sufficient Orla that you have, essentially nothing that covers most of the Atara. But if you have a, so let's say you have a little piece of uncut orla that remains covering the atara, but not rubai, so fine, the meal is kosher. It may not be the nicest meal in the world, but it's a perfectly kosher meal. Nonetheless, if he still is involved in the mitzvah, he hasn't set down his knife and gotten ready to make his bracha and so on, then, I mean, make a shame, then he should go back and continue and fix things up and get rid of the tzitzit. She'einan ma'akvinat amila. Once he's poresh, and then he realized, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice a little piece of skin over there. So al tzitzin ha'ma'akvinat amila chozer, only on small pieces that would be ma'akiv the mila. So they're chofer rov ha'atara. Then he's chozer. But al tzitzin she'einan ma'akvinat amila, enol chozer. What? Very interesting, by the way. You notice it doesn't say Hamal b'Shabbat, just says Hamal. The Rambam indeed learned this is any mal.
Hamal.
He brings his son, not the Gershavas. So Mantana, Piresh, Eno, this by the way is part of the discussions that got, I mean, some use the Rambam in terms of the Shilas and Chuvas about elective surgery. Yeah, so in other words, let's say you as a father are concerned with the penis of your child. You don't like the way the meal is done. Can you be chovel in the child? What is basically elective surgery? You're doing a nose job. So over here you're doing a phallus job. What's the difference? Basically, you're trying to fix up aesthetics. Is it mutter to fix up aesthetics for somebody else? There may be an afkamina. If a person elects himself that this bothers him and he wants to do this for him, do you have a right now to hurt someone else, to be chovel the gufo, because you feel it's not aesthetic? Maybe he doesn't care. Right now he's too young to know about this. I mean, this is the type of issue that they bring from the Rambam. I personally don't think Rambam has anything to do with this, but it's a, but we'll see as we go along what the issue is here. So the Gemara is interested in knowing, Mantana, Piresh Eino Chozer, who is the author of this Svara, that once you put your head, your knife down, you don't go back to fix up the job of the mitzvah. It must be Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broki, because remember, we just had this machlokas before, where the guy shefted his Korban Pesach, and now he's got to get out the Emurim from the Korban Pesach. In order to get out the Emurim, he has to do a certain amount of Avshatata Ora. There's no way to take out the Emurim properly without them getting filthy with the hair stuck on them and so on and so forth. So what he does is he's mafshit, remember the animal is hanging upside down, this one is back legs. Mafshit ad ha-chazeh. At the chazeh, once it reaches the chazeh, he's able now to open the animal to get out any of the emurim that he requires. And tainez, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Broka, anything more than that, is shalol letzorach. So why are you being mechal Shabbos, I mean, to go ahead now and to continue to cut? You're doing hafshata. So stop. The chachamim omrim, once you started already now, mafshitim et kulo, you continue and you mafshit the whole thing. Now, it seems to be that that's the machlokas. As Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, look, you already stopped being nasik and hafshit. Now you took out the imam. Why should I take out the whole thing? Then you set down your knife. Same thing over here, and you stop. You don't go back, even if it's nicer. It's certainly nicer. We said over there, we don't want that the kachi shamayim should be mutal, like a piece of the vela over there, hanging half with the skin half on, half off. So it certainly would be nice to go back, but you don't go back, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Lechora, you have the same situation here. You were poresh, yes, it would be nice to go back, but according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, it's over, you don't go back. Says the Gemara, me mind. How do you know? I could actually say the other way around. I could say maybe I can look on Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka hatan mishum dolo din zekeli ve'anveil. There's no din of cutting the animal nicely so that it shouldn't be mutal bebizoyin as part of the chelik of the mitzvah. The mitzvah of mila is an aesthetic issue in the first place. So you're going to have now a mila, meaning you're going to have now a penis which is nemo. That is a chefter shal mitzvah and is going to express the nature of the mitzvah in your entire life. So on that, it shaykh says that keli v'anveil. The same way you have to have a beautiful sefer Torah, you also have to have a beautiful mila. But they're certainly not going to say you have to have a beautiful animal that is wufshat. What kind of nonsense is that? You march at the animal in order to be makrabit, to eat it. Why, where would there be a zekeli v'anveil?
So,
yeah, of course. Over here, the mila per se is the mitzvah. So therefore, how could it be a zekeli v'anveil? So maybe Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would be made But the Zeh came down. They was b'chayev you to go back. The Tanya Zeh came down. They you hits na elef anav b'mitzvot. See to it that you are beautiful in his mitzvot. Nasei lefarav sukana a lulav na e shofer na e tzitzit na a sefer Torah na e v'ktov balishmo v'diona e v'kumus na e v'lavlar uman. Everything should be perfect. The pen should be properly shaped. The writer should be an expert. Korcho b'shiroi noin, wrap it in beautiful material. Habushol says, va'anvehu. Anvehu is a different meaning. Anvehu can be read as ani vehu. In other words, havei domelo. You should be wrapped in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and be similar to him. Mahu chanun v'rachum, avata ye chanun v'rachum, and follow his midos in the world. You should follow them in your own personal midot. But in any event, this shows that there's no comparison between the case of the Korban Pesach and the case of the Milah. So why would we think that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka would agree that over here you should stop? Maybe you should continue until you do the job properly. No, I don't think so. I think he's adding an additional thing. We never find this in Machlokas about whether there's a Metzius as activity by there. Elom Rav Ashi, Amoni Rav Yossi. It's not, Rav Yossi is like this. Bein Shenira, the Chachamim say first, Bein Shenira Ba'alil, Bein Shein, Lo Nira Ba'alil, Mechalim Lava Tashamah. The Chachamim say that in a case where the moon was very, very evidently in sight, the new moon, or in a case where it wasn't evidently in sight and you're worried that maybe Beit Din doesn't know about it, you're Mechalo Shabbat. But Rabbi Yossi says, if you have every reason to believe that Beit Din knows about it, you don't do Chilul Shabbat. Therefore, the same thing is true over here. Whatever isn't necessary isn't necessary. Chachamim apparently hold, even though it's not absolutely necessary, part of the mitzvah. Again, says the Gemara, Mimai, what's the comparison? What comparison is there? Rabbi Yossi is saying, in a case where we know the Beit Din saw the moon, because every idiot saw the moon, so there is no Chilul Shabbos. There was no mitzvah to be a Mechal Shabbos at all. Here there's definitely a mitzvah to be a Mechal Shabbos. And I was a Mechal Shabbos. I cut now the meal. You're telling me that therefore, since Rabbi Yossi said you don't have to go to Beis Din, Beis Din knows about it, therefore I don't have to finish the meal when I was a Mechal Shabbos. I don't understand what you're saying. There's no comparison. Here there is a Chiyuv of Chilul Shabbos, there is no Chiyuv of Chilul Shabbos. Forget about it. That can't be the Pshat. El Amri Nardoi, actually say the Nardoi, by a quirk, a curious quirk, if anything, it's the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yossi, but not in this case. In another case, what is considered to be a hefsek in the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan? It says Lifanai Tamid. What does that mean, Lifanai Tamid? Now, if you hold that Lifanai Tamid means that there cannot be an interruption, and you hold that an interruption is even a momentary interruption, so then what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to make it that the old lechem is removed as the new lechem is put on. So basically you're going to have two karnim sliding off the lechem, at the same time that you're going to have two karnim putting on the lechem on the other side of the shulchan. Okay, then that would mean that any hefsek, boom, starts over again. But if you hold that even if you take out the lechem, then you bring out the lechem, then what's the big deal? That's not such a big hefsek. It's the same thing over here. Wouldn't be considered a hefsek. It happens to be, that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanim. It's not. Arba'a kohanim nichnasim. Shnayim biyadam shnei starim. V'shnayim biyadam shnei bezichim. V'arba'a magdinim lifnehem. Shnayim lito shnei starim. V'shnayim lito shnei bezichim. So basically you have eight kohanim that are going to be osek in the shulchan on every Shabbat. Two kohanim go in first to grab hold of the old lechem. Another two kohanim go in first to grab hold of the old bezichim, which is the equivalent of the komets on a normal mincha. Two kohanim come in with the new lechem, and two kohanim come in holding the two new bezichim. And then, the ones that are about to be machnis the lechem, are omei b'tzafon ufnehem ledorom. So they sit facing, stand facing the shulchan and the wall behind the shulchan. V'hamotzi'im, the ones who are going to be removing the lechem, stand along the southern wall, with the wall to their back, facing south, and they are now looking to the others in the north. Elu moshchim ve'elu menichim. They then simultaneously, the ones that are removing the lechem pull towards the wall, meaning towards themselves, while the other ones put in the new lechem, tefachor shel zeh betzat tefachor shel zeh, you never have a tefach of the shulchan that's uncovered from the lechem. Mishum shenema lefanai tamid. Rabbi Yossi omer. Rabbi Yossi said, what's the big deal? Afilu elu notlin ve'elu minichim. Let somebody take off the lechem. And somebody else will put on the lechem. What's wrong with that? Abzeh haya tamid. Why isn't that also considered tamid? So you see that therefore he holds that it's not considered to be that I was osek. I stopped being osek in the mitzvah. If that's the case, the same thing should be true over here. What do I care? You were pirish. Hey, you're pirish, you're chayzer. So you took off the lechem, so you're maxib the lechem. So apparently, you would only be going to leave the rabbonon. All has to be one act. Once you're perish, it's considered to be that the shulchan was below 11. Tana rabbonon mehal ketin et hamila v'im lo yilkat onush karet. So here it says that if there are any tzitzin, they would need to be shaved off. Of course, it's talking about tzitzin ha-me'akvin. And if they didn't take off those tzitzin ha-me'akvin, then you would be chayiv karet. Who would be chayiv karet? Money. Omer of Kehana v'mayel. Mayo. It can't be the kid. Now, why would the mayo be chayiv karet? Because he didn't do a job. Here it is Shabbos. It's Mechalo Shabbos. Cuts off half of an orla. So, we're good at cutting off half of an orla. So, now all he did was a maaseh chabalah. It was no toldam on Shabbos. He would be chayiv. That's what it means. Matki for Ravashi. I don't understand. Oh, sorry. Matki for Papa. I don't understand. Uman, but the mayor. Why can't the mayor say, look, guys, I did half of it, now you do the other half. I thought I did the top. I mean, what I cut as part of a chiyuv of the mitzvah. Now, it happened to be the father of the son told me, I also want to have a share in the mitzvah. Fine, okay, so I started the mitzvah, you finish. What's so terrible about that? We were both mishtatik from the mitzvah. So to tell me that because I didn't complete the mitzvah, now what I did wasn't a mitzvah. We did it together, by the way, from this Gemara, indeed, there are many shilas, because the Gemara seems to be saying that it's okay, even the chafila, to split a mila. And we don't consider it to be chilul Shabbat, but I did a half of a mitzvah. A lot of discussion about whether that we remain with that la'alacha. Right? I mean, the Rambam paskins that indeed it's mutar, based on this Gemara, but because there is with so much it's not good to that. And he said it's better to be machmir not to. But lamaisa, many of the paiskim paskin that it's mutter, and there are many people who do it. Even on Shabbos, very often a father wants to have a share in the mitzvah. So therefore, it can't mean that. It doesn't make any sense. He said, what I did, I did. El Amr of Papa, it's got to be talking about gadol. If a person was being mal himself on Shabbos, he does part of the mitzvah, not the rest. So then, when he's left with his, when he's left with a non-functional brit milah, because it's not a kosher brit milah, and he never completes the brit milah, he's going to be chayav karet. Or in this case, when he grows up, when his kino grows up, it means a partial milah is a non-milah. So you understand, I know. What's the finish in that? God, I mean, it says b'feresh in a pasuk. Arel, zachar, shiloh, yamul, b'sar, latov, nechutam. So what are you telling me? That because somebody did a half a mila, therefore I think he's not chayav. What's the chiddush in that? Either he is nimol or he's not nimol. There's no halfway. So I don't need to see. You can tell me now b'feresh in a pasuk. El Amar Avad, you go back to the way you understood in the first place. It's talking about the mila. But the problem over here is not that there's a case where you could say, okay, so go finish. I did my share, you do your share. The case over here was that it was getting very close to Shkia. And they said to him, look, it's already too late, forget about it, we can't do the bris. It's going to be Mechal Shabbos. No, don't worry. I'm very quick. Well, he's very quick, and he manages to do half. It was Mechal Shabbos. That's what it said. So they told him, lo misapakta, you're not going to finish. I'm like, nah, don't worry. Ye yed the seder. This is the first mucker to yed the seder. So, misapkina, the avad, and sure enough, he goes ahead. Well, let me stop it, and he didn't finish. Mishtakik, the chabura with the avad. So all he managed to do was a chabura. And therefore, it's telling you, you should know, that a half a mila, even though you're saying But I was being Isaac and Mila, but it wasn't Avi Karishas. It was Avi Shalom Karishas, because they were telling him he couldn't finish. And therefore, he would be Chayef Karei.
But why? He didn't do some Erev Shabbos.
Shabbos. Shabbos is getting close to... The whole day Shabbos is kosher. He's coming now, it's 5 minutes before Shkia. He comes late. You tell him, but you're not going to finish the whole Mila. Yeah. So what I did, he's saying, but I had Rishas. You didn't have Rishas, because we told you weren't going to finish. So you should never have started.
Wouldn't that be worse?
He didn't do Mila Bismano anyway. Because he didn't complete it. You have to complete the Mila Bismano. There's no need to start a Mila Bismano.
The chorus is Shabbos, not Mila.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
Shabbos. What is the big dog, man? What if you completed it right? Yeah, and then could you prepare the day
later?
What about the bandage issue and all that? If you just finished the Mila right at the end of Shabbos, and then you'd be in the bandage.
Motzitzi.
Yes,
exactly. Even the Tila's Dam on Shabbos. It's Shrita on Shabbos.
Maybe he.
Yeah?
What if Moshe Rabbeinu Tom?
That's the kind of thing that actually happens. You should know. It was only Shia 45 minutes ago. What's the problem? Hold on. They actually do this. It's not for Mertzitzi. Amr of Papa. Hai Uda, the low Mayit, Sakanahu Ba'avrinanai. If a Mayo refuses to suck out the wound, so he's a little too fastidious, it's considered to be a Sakana, and we take away his license. Says the Gemara, well, obviously, if the Mishnah says you're Machal Shabbos in order to be Machal. Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. So let's all go off to college together. And yesterday, the last thing that we learned was that we found the Machloket Tanaim, whether we need to learn out the din of cutting off a Baheret in order to cut off the Orla for the mitzvah of Mila, whether that needs to be derived from the Pasuk, which is Bisar Orlato, that extra word Bisar, is a reference to Ish Kieba or Bisaro, or whether it's the Kal V'chomer that we had according to Rava, the Shabbos should certainly be able to be Tochet Sarah. So we don't need to come on to a Pasuk. That's where we were yesterday, and today we want to explore that bright Omar Mar. So we're now four lines down at two dots. Omar Mar, Basar. Okay, we have a pasuk. Asks the Gemara, but before we get to all of this logic, what are we in a pasuk for? If a person is cutting an orla, his kavona is not to cut the baharet, in which case it's davar she'eino mitkaven. And a davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar. Let's wait first till we see there's obvious problems here. We'll see a couple of lines later, and then we'll go back to understand it better. So davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar, therefore we shouldn't need a posik. You should just go right ahead, remove the orla, which removes the baharet, and everything is good. Says Abaya, you're right. It must be that the whole discussion in the bright is only going on the Rav Yehuda. And according to Rav Yehuda, davar she'eino mitkaven is asur. And therefore, we should say that I wouldn't be allowed to do it. Comes along a posik, the Kal V'chomer, to say that it's mut. Rava Amar, and Rava says the obvious answer, that Afilu Tamar Rabbi Shimon, why does it have to be going to Rabbi Yehuda? Even if over Rabbi Shimon holds the davar she'eino mitkaven is mutar, Modi Rabbi Shimon, but Psik Reisha v'lo yomut, it's a classic Psik Reisha. I'm not interested in cutting the baharat. I'm only interested in cutting off the orla. Thank you very much. That's the equivalent. That's like saying, I'm not interested in killing the chicken, I'm only interested in cutting off its head. And we said, Beferish, all along throughout the Masechet, that Rabbi Shimon, when he talks about a davar she'eino mitkaven, refers only to a case where it's not innate in the act that you're doing, that you're going to be doing the other thing. He says, but doesn't Abaya know that? I mean, that is so obvious. Abaya was the one who kept saying that all along throughout this entire Masechet. V'Abaya let lay high svara. Abaya had to say it's going like Rabbi Yehuda. I thought Abaya v'Rava d'Amar t'Abaya. We always quote both Abaya v'Rava saying, Modi Rabbi Shimon b'tzik reisha v'lo yamut, unquote. I mean, that's like one of the most fundamental statements here. That's true. But you know when he learned that? He learned it when they had this discussion. Bata de shama'a mi Rava, after he heard that approach from Rava, then he accepted it. Safra, for Ben-Ani, he kept repeating it. But Enachinani, before that, he actually thought that this entire discussion would only be true a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there are some really fundamental questions over here. Let's take the most fundamental question. Is that Lechora, when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Osir, it's only an Issur Rabbanan. So why would I need Osir Yechayiv? So why would I need a Pasuk to tell me it could be over an Issur Rabbanan? As we've said throughout, what you need a Kroah to be Mater Mukter, to be Mater Ashvos. Furthermore, there's perhaps even this question is even more fundamental. Why is this a davar shein mitkaven? Why isn't this a malach in tzricha legufa? I'm not in a mitkaven means I think I'm doing something else. You don't think you're doing something else. You think you're cutting off a piece of skin. Cutting off that piece of skin may have two pu'ulot. It may be the mitzvah mila. It may be the lav of cutting off a baharet. But you can't call it davar shein mitkaven. You're not being oisik at something else. You're being oisik in this. You're saying that the Torah only asserted it for that purpose. Okay, what's that called? That's called a malach shein tzricha legufa. What in the world does that have to do with a davar shein mitkaven? All the Rishonim ask this question. Yeah, I guess we'll consider that as the most fundamental question, right? And there are a number of different answers about this issue. So one, some focus on the technicalities. Yeah, well, it's not, you see, actually the baharet is only at the top level of the skin, but you don't really focus on cutting off the baharet. You're cutting off an entire piece of skin that contains the baharet, therefore it's not considered to be a blockchain tzricha legufa. The more profound, this is much more an ancient briskerish kind of taina, which is a beautiful taina of the Rashba, is that the Torah never asserted cutting off a baharet. When Torah asserted cutting off a baharet, the whole kasha is you're doing the pool of cutting. Well, that's great, but where did the Torah say don't cut? All it said was yishomer b'negat zarat. Make sure that the tahira of a negat zarat comes through lasot. Lahorot, in order to get it through a kohen, not through any other means. Okay, that is not a pu'ula of chaticha. So in doing the chaticha, what emerges from that is the fact that you haven't been yishomer b'derechat b'negat zarat, but you can't call that a pu'ula of the lav. The lav wasn't defined that way. Brilliant. Beautiful. Perhaps the most important approach is the approach of Ritva, another Rishonim, that the concept of a distinction between malach hashem and tzricha legufa Nadovar Sheino Mitkaven is only possible on Shabbat. Because as we saw earlier, there we're involved in elements of Melechet Machshavah. When it comes to other Yisurim and Atayra, there's no such concept. What do you say? This is not the Gufa of what does that mean, Gufa? Where you're dealing with a Malacha. A Malacha is defined by the act, the way the act is done, and the creative element of the act, because that's what a Malacha is. What did you achieve? Why would we have that conception when it comes to other Yisurim and Adara? So over there, all you're saying is that an act is defined. Okay, fine. You're saying this is not the way the Torah defines the act. You can't make a distinction between a malacha, shein tzricha legufa, davar shein mitkaven. It all has to do with whether your intent was the Isra Torah or not. All right. As far as the second question, the earlier question I mentioned, is concerned, some actually say that you can see from this Gemara that when Rabbi Yehuda says it's usher to do malach shein tzricha legufa, that means that it's usher in the right, not only usher in the rabbanan, except it's not included in the malach. However, the deeper pshat here is that Rabbi Yehuda would only say it's usher